Welcome to episode 100, or wow, 205 of the Lost Levels podcast. It's me, Soul, hosting, and I already messed up, so you know it's going to be a great episode today. And if you couldn't tell by the topic, because you cannot read, it's Mega Man, because Mega Man Legacy Collection, which is a collection of the first six games of the Mega Man series on the 3DS, is releasing right around now, and we've never discussed Mega Man. And it's been 205 episodes, and I'm a big fan of the Mega Man series, even though I'm really bad at them, and I barely have completed any of them. Joining me today is the Spider Staryu person.
Spider Staryu's here. Hello, everyone.
And the Dark Boo person.
Hello.
Yay. Hooray. People. So, the first question is, since, you know, Mega Man is a new series that we haven't really discussed on the podcast that much. I think I've mentioned it a couple times when I was playing at like 3 or 4 or whatever. Mm-hmm. How did you discover the Mega Man series and what was your first game? I will go first because after some like deliberation within myself, I'm pretty sure this is how I discovered it, was before Smash Brothers, Brawl in the Family, which is a webcomic, they had like a comic about Mega Man, and I think I got into it by that. I was like, wow, Mega Man. Either that, or it was back when I used to watch Gaijin Goomba, who I don't watch anymore because he kind of makes me annoyed. I don't know. But his content got boring. Anyway, I think he was talking about it. It was one or the other, and I do know the first game I played was Mega Man 2, and then I played Mega Man 1 after mostly beating Mega Man 2. I don't think I've ever gotten past the final boss, but yeah. That was my first game, and one of the reasons. It was one or the other. I just don't remember which one.
All right, for me, I've seen Mega Man games and stuff. Like I saw like the Mega Man X and things like that. Like the first time I saw Mega Man was on a TV show, which was like an anime.
Captain N?
No.
Dang it!
I wasn't born like back in the '80s or anything like
so
that.
So what? He's my inspiration.
I forgot what it was, but there were like tons of different anime shows that Mega Man had like back in the early 2000s and whatnot. So that's when I first heard of Mega Man. And the first Mega Man game that I actually bought was the Mega Man Powered Up for the PSP. And that was
a good game.
Yeah, that was a Mega Man game where pretty much there were some new levels, new bosses, Not Bomb Man. Oil Man and Time Man.
Yes.
And then they brought back the original six bosses, and then they had the old levels, and then they had new levels, and it was really cool and everything like that. So yeah, that was my first Mega Man game, and I enjoyed it a lot because that game was fun. Yes.
I've never played that game, but I've watched through it, and it is a remake of the original one, but completely different art style, and they do add two new bosses. And you can even, I remember this, you can even play through it as the bosses, so you could play through as any of the eight. And then when you would face, like, if you were playing as Fireman, for instance, if you were playing through Fireman's stage instead of facing a Fireman, you face Mega Man. I know you face him at one point with it, but I really, like, you know, Mega Man has been awful lately. There's nothing happening with it. It's, like, the Sonic of the video game, like, the smaller video game spectrum. And
unfortunately.
I was like, why don't they just do another Mega Man Powered Up? Like, do you know, I think that was a reasonable success, and it was really cool. I don't know if it would go over as well, because the reason why that game was really interesting was because Mega Man 1 only had six bosses, which I guess we'll get into in a moment. They added two, and it made sense considering all the other games have eight bosses.
Yeah.
But I guess if they were to do Mega Man 2, 3, 4, etc., it wouldn't feel as new. But yeah, I greatly appreciate the game, even if I have not played it, because there was a whole bunch of DLC with that game too.
Yeah.
I can talk about that. Yeah. Boo.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I don't remember how I got into the game. I don't.
Do you remember the first game that you bought or like you saw?
Oh, played? Mega Man 64.
There you go.
It was that game that I got. Wish Christmas, not the first, because my first Christmas when I was not first Christmas, but when I was four, that Christmas, I got Nintendo 64 and Super Mario 64. Second Christmas is when I got Perfect Dark, Mario Party 3, Zelda, Ocarina of Time. I don't know because it's I have my second or third Christmas card. I know when the Christmas I got a bonanza of games. I got Mega Man 64, Perfect Dark, Bad Fur Day, and yes, I was like 7 or 8. Thank you very much. Well, 8. It had to be 8 because that's in around 2001, and that's when the game came out. Perfect Dark, Bad Fur Day, Mario Party. No, because 1 year is when I got Mario Party 2. I got Mario Party 2, Pokemon Stadium.
Yes.
And Mega Man 64, which I never even got past the first beginning level. I never got past it. I was young, and I was scared. The Reba boss made me scared. So I was like, I've never played this game. It was like Ocarina of Time with the spiders. I never played it. I never got past the Deku tree. I was so scared. Oh. I'm sorry. I was a child. No. But yes, it was Mega Man 64.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since we already were discussing it, basically what we're going to do for hopefully the majority of the podcast is we're going to be going through the first 6 Mega Man because Mega Man games, I guess, because they were the only games on the NES, and then later it transferred onto a different system, and then it came back on the WiiWare, which is an entirely different thing. But the first 6 are included in Mega Man Legacy Collection, so it's only fitting that we go through them all. Mega Man 1. The Robot Masters in this game were Fireman, Iceman, who Iceman is just... I'll get into that in a second. What is this? Fireman, Iceman, Gutsman, who else? Bombman, Cutman, and someone else I don't remember.
You said Gutsman?
Yeah, Gutsman, something else.
Bombman, yeah. Gutsman, Iceman, Fireman, Elecman.
Elecman, there you go. Yeah. Those are the first 6. I have played through this game, not finished it. I don't think I've gotten through any... I think I got through Gutsman and Bombman, and those are the only 2 stages that I ever got through on that game. I haven't played Mega Man, the original, in forever, so who knows where my skill in it is now. But the only one I remember getting to, like, I remember completely was I got to the Iceman stage, and the Iceman boss battle, and I am not good at facing him. I don't know why, because he's definitely not the hardest of the 6. I think the hardest of the 6, I would say, is Elecman. But Iceman, I had so much trouble with, and I don't understand why. Like, I see it, and I watch it, and I go, Elecman's way harder. His stage is really hard, too, so it's just... But this game is also extremely well known for being very difficult.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm the strange one having a hard time. I really wish, you know, looking back, I think they did fix it for you. Since you did play Mega Man Powered Up, did they make it a little easier with that game?
For the new levels, yes. But for the old levels, that were pretty much just... The old levels were pretty much remakes of the original. So no. Oh,
geez,
they were the same exact hardness.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, at least from what I remember, yeah.
Well, yes, I know. Did you ever play the actual original, or are you just going through Mega Man Powered Up?
Well, yes, I did play the actual original, yes! Oh, my. So you have that
faded screen and everything.
Yes, so I guess I'll just go on because I'm speaking now. So, pretty much Mega Man 1, let's clock T right now. If you are getting Mega Man Legacy Collection, which I highly recommend you do, because those are some really great Mega Man games.
If you haven't played it, because I think, I think it might be, like, as a game, less than a normal 3DS game. I mean, if you're getting, like, the special edition with the Amiibo, it probably is standard $40, but I have not checked to see what's the pricing on...
I don't know. You should look at the pricing right now, actually.
I was going to. Okay, sorry. Yeah. You do whatever.
Okay, so I'll just keep going on. Yeah, let's just say this. Mega Man 1 is hard. The first Mega Man is hard. So I would recommend that if you get Legacy Collection, that you play maybe 2 or 3 first. So that you can... Because 2 or 3, there it's easier. But I'll explain more of that later when I talk about that. But yeah, Mega Man 1 is hard. So... The Robot Masters, they're hard. The final boss, Yellow Devil.
I haven't oh my goodness. There.
It's just yeah, trust me, it's hard, guys. So I'll just say that for the levels that I do enjoy, I did enjoy Gutsman and Iceman's level. Oh my god, so how am I saying this right? I feel like I'm saying this wrong. It's like I'm saying man's. But yeah, those two guys, their levels themselves are really easy to me. I know you said you didn't really like Iceman's
level boss. Soul,
but I
the
thought it was easy.
If I oh, the said boss. The level, I didn't mean it like that. I meant the boss mostly. The level's okay.
Yeah, the level's easy for me. But I like their levels the most. The level that would annoy me to no end was Cutman and Alec, man, oh my god, their levels are so annoying. Oh my god, it's not even that the boss itself is, because once you get to the boss, you're gonna kick their butt easily. Like bam, that's it, they're done. When you get there, but when you go through the level, it is so like just aggravating. Just it's like oh my goodness, it's frustrating. So yeah, pretty much I'll just say that if you get this game, play the second or the third one first, or even one of the other ones. Just don't play the first one first, because trust me, if you never played Mega Man before, you're going to have trouble, like a lot of trouble. And if you don't have patience, yeah, you're not going to finish it.
Mega Man Legacy Collection standard is just $30. However, if you're getting the special edition, it is okay. $50.
So go to the store and go pick it up, guys.
If you don't want a gold painted Mega Man amiibo. There are other stuff that come with it, but I don't think there's anything of importance. Sorry to say.
True.
Boo, I know you have played the original Mega Man. How do you feel on it? I mean, I know you're gonna talk about how difficult it is, but do you remember you actually playing the, game for the first time, or one of the first time?
Yes. Anger.
Rage.
Rage. Bitchin'.
Is that in a good way or a bad way? Because I've heard it. Okay, there you go.
Bad. Very, very bad. It's like, you need a training level. And there's no training level. You just... Chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka. Hit-hit-hit-hit-hit-hit-dab. Meow-meow-meow-meow-meow.
Wow.
Yes. Are you serious? I hate it. It's... You are bound to get hit. If you never got hit in this game, you either hack the game or you are like one of them people who spend too much time playing games. Yes. It makes no sense. You could get what's the word? Combo, which is ridiculous. Platforms make it even atrocious. The platform, it's like in Mega Man precise jumping.
Super guts.
Platforms. One hit kill zone. One hit kill zones, you fall on it, meow, 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 meow. Then you always die. You always freaking die. It's like, it always has, you fall into the abyss.
I love this sound. You
went.
You're doing a good job with that.
It kills me, you land on spikes. Meow, 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 meow. It's like, he always bursts and dies. It kills me. And then after, we're not talking about the next one where the puzzles are ridiculous.
I want to talk about that in a second, but...
And then let's put in perspective that there's barely any checkpoints.
There are no... Yes. Exactly. Unless you are lucky with the save states, because, you know... But if you played the original, there's no checkpoints. You had to... if you died, I mean, good luck doing that level entirely over again. It's not... fun, especially with levels like Cutman, or if you're not good with platforming like I was, it took me forever to get past those, you know, the platforms on a track in Gutsman level when they would, like, go out for a second, you had to jump at the right time. I was not good at that. I would even say, because I don't remember all of them too well, but Mega Man the original is probably the most difficult of the series. I haven't played, even though we're not talking about it, I have not played Mega Man 7 or 8. It was one or the other. I don't remember it too well. I'm pretty sure it was... Oh, no, no. It was It was 7. It's whatever the one where the dude's up in a cloud, Cloud Man. It was him. That was the game because I hated Cloud Man because he looked like an idiot. The first one is so hard. I don't. It's a different generation of video games because back then it was all about making them very difficult. So I guess I understand it. But
Yes.
like looking back now, it's like. That game wasn't the reason why I think I don't wasn't even motivated to finish it, unlike even though I haven't unlike many of the later games, is because it's not satisfying. I was watching a video by someone who I was literally just watching them. I don't remember what they were called, but they were talking about how like level design. I'm like, oh, it's really interesting how they were talking about how the reason or level design is meant to be it's just difficult enough that once you get past it, it's satisfying, but it's not frustrating to redo it. Unless, you know, I mean, eventually it gets very difficult, but it's, you know, you try not to have stuff like that happen. And that game, I wouldn't say it has the poorest level design, but like, Cutman Stage is not good because it's too difficult and it's not fun. Elecman Stage, I would even say, is worse. Maybe not so much in difficulty, they're probably equal, but I did not do well on the first part. I remember I was stuck on the first part, which is you had to jump up a whole bunch of platforms and those stupid little spinny things on the ground, because when you step on their platform, they go even faster. I could never get past them. So I remember Elecman was the one of the last ones I even like, you know, actually tried to finish, because at one point I think I had a couple of them done, but I could be wrong, because I don't remember beating any of them except for Gutsman and Bombman. So I don't know, but it's so frustrating. Okay, I'm sorry. I was rambling. After that, since that's pretty much all we have to say, is Mega Man 2, which is one of my favorites in the series. The other one is Mega Man 6. Spoilers, but okay. This is the game that introduced a lot of, you know, if not the original Robot Masters, these are kind of like the ones people recognize, you know, within video games. Is Metal Man, Bubble Man, Crash Man, Quick Man, Flash Man, Air Man, Heat Man, and Wood Man. Wood Man. I'll go first again because I like talking about Mega Man 2. Okay. Sorry. I really enjoy Mega Man 2. Even if some of them are really frustrating, like Flash Man Stage is really, really, really hard. But it's satisfying to me, because it's just like the name entails. It's a quicker level, and you have to be on your toes, and you have to have quick reactions, and you will have to do the level over and over again, especially if you haven't seen the level before. Like you, and because you, you know people post maps to the levels all the time nowadays, and I didn't because I wasn't that type of person, or as in I didn't look. And well, Flash Man was hard, but the stage was fun. Like Bubble Man stage is extremely fun to me. I like the underwater physics of Mega Man. The only one I could say that's probably the most boring is Wood Man's, because it's not memorable to me. It looks very unique, but like Flash Man stage, I don't know why I keep talking about it, because I don't even like it that much. I don't hate it, but it looks so cool. And I think it's He is, I think it's Heat Man or Metal Man stage. That one is so cool. It looks really nice, and it has really good music. And I don't remember which person it was, but Metal Man. Speaking of which, this is my last thing, because I do like the looks of all the Robot Masters, except for Bubble Man because he looks weird. But Air Man is super cool. But Metal Man is like he's the one that is one of everyone's favorites. You know. Well, he
Yeah,
was the
he's
easier
cool.
boss too. I think people actually kind of like the easier Robot Masters, which I'll get into after this in the next game. But Metal Man, his weapon is very helpful. In fact, it's Mega Man's neutral B in Super Smash Bros. It's the Metal Blade. That's from the Metal Man himself. And I don't know why I enjoy it so much, except for my theory is subconsciously I've associated him as the easiest boss in the game. Maybe, unless memory serves me wrong, maybe I could say that also goes to Bubble Man, but I don't remember him too well, except for that the lead bubble was kind of annoying if you didn't know how to deal with it. But
He's really easy. Bubbleman's really easy.
Thank you. Sorry. That he's so okay. That's all I have to say. Starman. Oh my.
Starman.
Star you. I said man so many times. It's
catching on. Yeah. Okay. For Mega Man 2. Yes. Okay. Let's get into that. Mega Man 2, honestly, is the game that you should be playing to begin with, because Mega Man 2 is easy, it's fun, Mega Man, it's just, everything's great about it. And also, my favorite Robot Master is definitely Metal Man. Metal Man is awesome. His weapon is great. His weapon's actually pretty useful against a huge majority of the bosses. Yes. Like,
yeah, I think it's good against two of the bosses? Or is that the...
No, I think more than two. Like, what, okay... Oh,
I'm looking at the page. Oh, it's good against Bubble Man and Flash Man.
I'm pretty sure it's good against
Bubble Man too. Metal Man. It's good against Metal Man himself too.
I'm pretty sure it's also good against what's his name? Woodman?
No.
No, what is it?
No, only the Air Shooter and the Atomic Fire are.
Okay, well then.
But is Metal Man your all-time favorite Robot Master?
It's hard to say all time because you kind of already alluded to what my favorite all time was.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler, which we will get into later, but, oh please, they probably already saw the picture, so they know.
Oh, yeah.
It's Starman. But I love Metal Man. Like, when I played Mega Man 2, like, I fell in love with Metal Man because Metal Man's just so great. His weapon is just deadly. It just kicks all sorts of butt.
Legendary.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it makes so much sense that I included it in Smash Brothers, because it's such a great weapon. I love it. So, yeah, Metal Man is, like, Metal Man's number two. But, literally, Mega Man 2, Metal Man's number two, but Starman's number one. But, yeah, Metal Man's great. And the rest of the bosses, who do we have? We have Bubble Man. Bubble Man's easy. Can you name them off, Soul, so that I can just... Okay, right. Yeah.
Metal Man, Bubble Man, Heat Man.
Heat Man was just... he's not special to me.
I like his I don't think... Is he the one who does, like, the giant flame tackle thing? He's the one who does that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I like that thing. That was cool. Heat Man, Woodman.
Woodman annoyed me with his leaf guard shield, whatever. That leaf shield annoyed me, so no.
He looks so stupid. I'm sorry.
He looks like a tree stump.
It was, like, Bubble Man, he looks weird, but he looks... At least I get it, like... Woodman, like, why?
It makes no damn sense. It's like, really? No.
Crash Man, who I think is underrated. He's the one with the crash bomber.
Yeah, his weapon's really good, but yeah. The boss itself has just annoyed me. Because he can kill you, like, pretty easily.
What was his stage?
His stage was the, oh my god, now I'm forgetting myself. Yeah, his stage was the one with, Wait, was it the one with... No, that's Bubble Man. Oh, I don't remember his stage, then.
Okay.
You're gonna have to look that up.
I'm checking right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Crash Man's okay.
Okay, go.
Crash Man's okay.
Crash Man, who else? Flash Man.
Flash Man... Ugh, his weapon sucks.
Oh, it's not good, but I love his level.
When does his weapon become in handy? Because, like,
I think it's handy... Because his is... Unlike almost all the weapons in Mega Man, his isn't really offensive. I don't think it does any damage. His is the time stopper. I'm checking.
Oh, yes. So does it slow? It just slows everyone. It just makes them stop.
Yeah. I remember now. It was it doesn't say so. Oh, it does say on the wiki. It was good against Quick Man because Flash Man froze time, and Quick Man,
is quick.
Quick. Which, yeah, Quick Man, do you have any... He's so hard. Oh, my gosh.
Quick Man is hard. Definitely the hardest boss of that game. That Quick Man is just... It's very hard to beat him. I don't know. I can't see how the Time Stopper will be effective against him, because he's just... Ugh.
I think, well, if you got him, it just helps slow him down so you can do some damage against him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but... Quick Man was the hardest, for sure. But, yeah.
And, finally... One with those giant ugly ogre faces in the sky, Airman.
Ugh.
I love Airman. He looks so cool.
Airman is one of those bosses where he would be so hard if you don't know how to deal with him.
Yes.
When you know how to deal with him, he is easy. But when you don't know how to deal with him, he could be so hard to beat. So you gotta, like, literally, if you don't know how to deal with him, look up YouTube videos. Look up YouTube videos, then beat him. Because when you find out how to beat him, he's so easy. But if you don't know how, he'll be really hard to beat him. But yeah, that's it.
All right. Boo. Sorry we kind of talked for so much. Do you have anything to say on Mega Man 2?
Not a lot of woo woo woo. It's not a lot of them. This game, you know NES, the games that NES comes out with, the first games are usually the hardest of them all. Mm-hmm. You know that. They're always ridiculous. So, the second one, I could say it's more fun. It's a lot of fun. I like the weapons and such.
Satisfying.
The bubble, that water one, I don't like water levels, period. But it was all right. The speed one, right, that's the one you just keep on falling.
Yes, that's Flashman stage.
I don't enjoy that because, you know, I hate when you fall inside a ditch and on the other side, there's, like, stuff you can collect. I don't like when that happens, but it's not a bad stage.
That actually might be Quickman stage because that would make more sense considering being fast. So every time I said Flashman stage, I probably meant Quickman stage. I don't have the time to check, though. Sorry for interjecting.
And, I don't have problem. This game doesn't have checkpoints as well, right?
I do not think so. I think Mega Man 3 is the first one to do that.
Okay, so we about to enter the realm of checkpoints!
Yay!
So basically, Nintendo and all the other games finally realized how to create create some memory inside the game that stores an X and a Y coordinate, because you know it's 2D, it's not 3D, so there's no Z coordinate. Mm-hmm. It stores an X and a Y coordinate, it repeats the level, but places Mega Man at that XY coordinate. So they finally developing, very good. Because you know I hate repeating things over. So therefore, when I die, which is not as much as the woo 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 woo, the first one, it's not as much as that one, but still, I don't like the platform. Which one is the platform where this platform spins and you have to share, like a chandelier falling, but it basically can crush you and I think can one hit kill you?
I do not remember. Staryu?
I don't know if it's in the first or second or third. It's one of the levels where it has like a spinning drum and you gotta keep on jumping to make sure you don't fly back on a spinning drum.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that was Top Man stage from Mega Man 3.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's because he's all about spinning. That sounds like him.
Yeah, Top Man.
Well, them stupid things. We about to come up with them next.
Yeah. Do you want me to... Do you want to just move on to Mega Man 3?
Yes, please.
Okay. One thing I would like to mention just before transitioning from Mega Man 1 to 2. Because I did read the Mega Man comics. I haven't kept up with it because I don't have the money. But the cool thing was they had a lot of the... I'm not sure if this was ever intended, but a lot of the Mega Man in this comic canon, a lot of the Mega Man robots in Mega Man 2, since Mega Man 1s are creations of Dr. Light, and then Dr. Wily took them over, in Mega Man 2, Dr. Wily made those robots, and a lot of them are meant to be better than the original. So Metal Man is better than, you know, was like an improvement on Cut Man, or Heat Man was an improvement on Fire Man, etc. But the one I always liked was they made Time Man in Mega Man Powered Up and then was used in the comics. And then they say, oh, well, Flash Man was an improvement on Time Man because Time Man could, I think he was good with freezing time, but Flash Man was better. I didn't read it that much, but I just thought it was interesting. Okay, Mega Man 3 introduced, this is kind of like people argue if Mega Man 2 is better or Mega Man 3 is better. I say 2, but the bosses are Gemini Man, Hard Man, Top Man, Snake Man, Needle Man, Magnet Man, Spark Man, and Shadow Man. Mega Man 3, I think, is the most recent one I've played. I am not good at it. I find it a little bit harder than Mega Man 2. And I was talking to Starry before the podcast. I was like, the one I have the most trouble on, stage-wise, I don't think I've gotten the boss yet, even. No, I did, but he's difficult, too, was, ironically enough, Hard Man. He's the hardest level, in my opinion. But my favorite, I don't have much to say on much of the levels. I don't like Snake Man stage. I like the look, don't like playing it, and, Shadow Man has really good music. That's all I have to say on it. Oh, and Gemini Man, I love his design, but not as much as my favorite robot monster in the entire Mega Man series is Magnet Man, because I think he looks really cool, and he's extremely easy. His stage is very easy, and somewhat easy. It's definitely easiest in the game, and he's the easiest boss in the game. And his magnet missile, I think, magnet missile, is really handy. So I'm a big fan of Magnet Man, and that's all I have to say.
All right, let's clock T. Mega Man 3 is pretty much, in terms of difficulty, just like 2, where it's easy. It's not, well, not easy, but, like, it's easier than the first one. I think pretty much almost all the Mega Mans.
All of them are easier than the first one.
Yes, exactly. So let me look at the Robot Masters and let's clock T. So Sparkman, I don't like his presence.
He looks ugly.
Yeah, he's an abomination. No offense if you're a fan of Sparkman, but
His weapon's
good, but his whole appearance is bad. Snake Man, I didn't like Snake Man either. Honestly, I thought he was one of the weirdest to be in this game. I'm like, Snake Man, what the heck? Like, but I didn't get that. So his level's also annoying too. No Snake Man. Needle Man, I actually really like Needle Man.
I don't even remember him. I know what he looks like. I just don't remember his stage.
His stage, I know there's lots of spikes on his stage. That's all I'm going to tell you.
That makes sense.
Of course, he's Needle Man. So, of course, there's not spikes, needles. There you go. I didn't play all the levels on Mega Man 3 recently. So, I'm sorry if my memory's a little bit fuzzy. But, yeah, Needle Man, I remember his stage wasn't too hard. And the boss battle against him wasn't that hard either. Mm. Hard Man... Hard Man.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Hard Man is hard. The level is hard. It is. It's hard. So, Hard Man keeps up after his name. It's a hard level.
And he looks stupid. I'm sorry. Hard Man is one of my least favorite bosses, and that's probably why I don't like Mega Man 3, and it might just be because of Hard Man, and because I felt like a lot of the bosses were not as cool or memorable, despite me having Magnet Man and Gemini Man in this game, and Shadow Man. The rest of the bosses are kind of lame. Hardman is just stupid. His stage is stupid. I don't like it. And he's an awful boss because he's really hard. And I don't know what he's. He kind of looks like a grenade. I don't know what he's supposed to be. It's just, I hate, dislike Hardman. No,
he's supposed to be hard.
Yeah, that's great.
He's supposed to be hard.
That's perfect. Rock hard.
It's supposed to be brick hard.
Yes, brick hard, stiff, like a stick.
Titanium.
Mm-hmm. Never flaccid.
Okay, boo. Don't you get crazy now.
Always rising to the occasion.
Okay, Top Man. Top Man, his level isn't hard at all. Unlike Hard Man. But Top Man's level is actually pretty easy. Just there's some enemies that shoot up tops, and it's like, please, easily shoot those things and knock them down. So Top Man, honestly, is one of the easier bosses, because he'll just, like, spin and then throw a bunch of tops at you, then spin and then go on the other side, and he's easy. Top Man's easy. For Gemini Man, Magnet Man, and Shadow Man, they're all really cool. I like their appearance. I think they're great, and that's pretty much it. Their weapons are great, too. I like Magnet Man's weapon.
Yeah, go Magnet Man. I'm the biggest fan of Magnet Man.
Magnet Man kind of looks like Metal Man, kind of.
Well, it's because they have a similar color scheme. And I see because they both have, like, you know, a metal thing right on their forehead.
Yes.
And they both have cool weapons. And they're both the first ones in their, like, numerical order. But I believe, I think this is true, because I'm going to, when we talk about Mega Man 6, there's something that's definitely, I don't think has been confirmed, but people kind of accept it as true. But in this one, it was, Top Man was originally, because a lot of these robots were originally had alter purposes, but, like, Top Man is like, what, why would you need a top robot? I believe the canon is that he originally was a dance robot, he was a dance instructing robot, and he was turned into an evil robot. And it's I don't know why. I felt that really charming, because I don't... It's almost like... We're not going to discuss Mega Man 9 and 10, but Mega Man 9 and 10 bosses are not the best. 9 is cool because it introduces the only female robot we've had thus far in the games. There's a female robot in the comics named like Quake Woman, but it's Splash Woman, but the rest of them are terrible. And yes. It's because, well, it's, or not terrible, just weird. And but you'd expect them as the games go on. Top Man, this is the third game, and we have a top robot. I don't hate him, honestly. I'm cool with it, but it's just, I don't like it. I no me gusta with him, but definitely not Hardman. Hardman's the worst. I don't, gross. Sorry. I feel like I'm interrupting people. Am I interrupting you?
No. Okay. I didn't have anything else to say. Right, but yeah, Top Man is, Top Man, he's just kind of weird compared to the rest. Well, I mean, still, there's Hard Man, and then there's Spark Man. There's Snake Man. Yeah, so it's kind of hard to say that they're weird, but then it's like Snake Man's not exactly, like, normal either. Neither is Spark Man. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Boo. Mega Man 3 time.
Checkpoint's happy. Still, still that still happened. Top Man and Hard Man, I can make tons of jokes, and then it's so funny because right above Hard Man is Spark. And right above Top is Needle, so it's very, very funny. And below Hardman is Gemini, below Top is Shaft. I can't. It's so nasty, children. Other than that, I don't have anything memorable. I really don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. Just do you? I mean, maybe if you do remember it. And you too. Sorry, you. Which do you think is better, Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3?
2!
2.
Yeah, Mega Man 2 is the better one. I'm a big fan of it. Okay, we're done with Mega Man 3, because Mega Man 4 is where it gets uninspired. Again, it's funny considering these are just the first Mega Man games, and they're already getting weird with Robot Masters. In fact, it has an entirely different enemy named Dr. Cossack, I think, or Kosick. I don't know how to say his name. But he's the one who created all these robots, so I guess that's a good excuse on why they're almost, I think, like, consistently all weird. There is Toadman, who actually has, I believe, Gaijin Goomba, if I mentioned him. I believe he did, that's how, one of the reasons why I got into Mega Man, but I don't think it was the first video I saw of his on Mega Man. And Toadman has, like, a whole bunch of actual sense to him, but he's still a weird robot. Drillman, Pharaohman, who is kind of cool, I guess. Ringman, Dustman, Diveman, Brightman, and Skullman.
I know what Boo was thinking when he heard Dustman.
Dustman has actually been rated pretty much consistently by all Mega Man fans as the worst robot master in the entire series. I'll go talk about Mega Man 4 because I don't actually have much to say about it. I do really much enjoy Pharaohman stage, and that's pretty much it. Who's it? Oh my gosh. Toadman, he actually has a reasonably good stage. I just hate battling him. I felt bored with it. The other ones really don't have much to note. I always thought Drillman looks a little bit too much like Crash Man, he just looks like an uglier knockoff version of Crash Man from Mega Man 2. Skullman's lame. Skullman is the lamest. I don't, like, because this is where we were talking, I mentioned how a lot of these robots are supposed to have functions, and again, they definitely go through pull stretches as it goes further on down the series, but these guys don't have a purpose. Like, I think... Pharaohman was made for Egyptian excavation, and he's in the comic, and he's actually kind of important, because in the Mega Man comics, they don't like to talk about Mega Man 4 for a good reason. It's the black sheep of the entire series, but they do have Pharaohman. He's the only one I kind of stand, so I'm happy about that. The only other one that I guess you could say has some coolness to him is Diveman, but Diveman, I feel like if they altered his appearance, because Diveman is like this weird blue-ish thing, and I think it's like supposed to be based off like Neptunic stuff, or not Neptunic stuff, sorry, a submarine, but he just looks fat, and he has this giant like periscope thing on his head, and his special weapon is annoying. Okay, that's all I have to say about that Mega Man 4. I just, if I was playing, if you, unless you wanted to get through, obviously, or you're buying Mega Man Legacy Collection, but if you want to get through the entire series, I wouldn't even bother with Mega Man 4. It's uneventful. Dr. Cossack does not appear anywhere else in the series. It's just, eh.
Alright, so let me read this game. Mega Man 4, you see, I don't think it's a by itself, it's not really a terrible game to me, but it's just added, you don't really see a lot of the Robot Masters being interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, Dust Man, like, I mean, his weapon's actually okay, it's not, like, terrible, but... His weapon's actually not that terrible, but it's just Dust Man. Are you kidding me? Dust Man, and then his whole level is like pretty much vacuum. What is it? What is it? His level's like pretty much like garbage and things like that. Like really,
which was later done in Mega Man 8 with Junkman, Mega Man 7 or 8, and Junkman is ugly too. He's right around there with Dust Man, but at least Dust Man's like kind of like the OG. So, I mean, there's some merit to him. It's just, he looks stupid. Like, he has a giant vacuum pipe on his, like, on his head. I don't, this is only Mega Man 4.
Exactly. Dive Man, uninteresting. Skull, I actually like Skull Man. Skull Man, actually, out of all of them, I actually like him the most from this. And I like his weapons, actually, in Smash Brothers, I think. His,
Skull thing. It's one of the variants to the Leaf Shield, but not even Pharaoh Man. Pharaoh Man looks cool.
Pharaoh Man, I mean, I don't think he's bad looking. It's just I don't. Out of all of them, he doesn't interest me that much. Boo. To be honest, just pouring down my true tea. So don't get crazy as hell. Drill Man's okay. Toad Man, please. Ring Man,
no. I didn't even mention him for a good reason. No.
Bright Man, no. Just the only ones I like are Skull Man and Drill Man, only slightly. That's it. The rest are just
rip.
Not interesting to me. Like, it's like you said. Like for you can tell like they were getting kind of uninspired because it's no, like.
But they shouldn't have. Like there are so many. It's like, I don't know if this is when they started it. But soon they start, like, Japan, this is a weird thing with Mega Man, you could design your own Mega Man thing and, like, one would win and it would be in a game. I'm not sure if this is when they started it, but that only gives an excuse for one out of the eight, if that's even true. So, like,
yes.
Where did they go wrong?
They went I don't know, they had to have gone wrong somewhere, because that's, I mean, come on, out of having, like, eight Robot Masters and, like, almost all of them are terrible, come on. And I'm not trying to throw shade, so if this is, like, your favorite game, guys, I'm not trying to throw shade at you. I'm just saying, like, come on, really?
This
like
is your favorite game. What other Mega Man games have you played? Because maybe. If you've only played Mega Man 1, I could see it. Otherwise, no.
No.
Sorry.
Like I said, I only like Skull Man. The rest, not interested.
Aww. Okay. So. Boo, Mega Man 4, discuss, unless you don't have much to say on it.
Don't you get tired when games come out with another rendition? One... 2, 3, and then by the time you get to 4, you're actually buying it just to see what they changed, rather than actually wanting to play it. So that was my case. Although you know I don't buy games. But that
you know, Boo totally buys the games.
The children know already, they ain't stupid. Except for certain listeners, they are stupid. No shades, I still love you. But
oh my god.
But yeah. It's that game. It's kind of like, you know what always gets me now that I can say it in real life? Pharaoh Man and Dust Man. Oh, who they symbolize in real life. And I don't mind any of them because, no, I never had problem. Which one was it? Which one was the, we probably went right past it. Where the final boss consists of four areas, and you gotta go to each area and complete it and come back to the middle area. But the thing is, if you die in the area, you gotta do everything over. I forgot what game it is, man.
I think that was Mega Man 2, but I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not for sure.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, it's nothing iconic, like giving us Volk schematics from... Madonna, no, we're not getting anything from that. So therefore, it was like, okay. that I didn't find anything more. Toad Man was stupid. Let's put that out there.
I like his stage. I genuinely like his stage.
I don't like him. I don't. I don't. Yeah. Yeah, it was like, it's no to me. I'm sorry. It's kind of like after you went by three, it's kind of like you play four just for the challenge. You don't die that much, which is good. But it's still them tricky platforms and such. The things that make you want to... How would I be nice? Be nice. It make you think about why they create games from the get-go. Let's put it like that. To torture us or to make us happy.
Oh, okay. Well, I think this is a good segue, in my personal opinion, to Mega Man 5. Now, Mega Man 5 is probably... I might even say Mega Man 1 is the worst. It rivals with 4 because I don't like pretty much any of the bosses with Mega Man 1 anyway. Like, none of them are interesting to me. I like Iceman's look, and I do like Elec-Man, despite me not liking their... either one of them in terms of battle. But Mega Man 5, Starry was talking about how 2 could be your introductory one. I would actually argue probably 5 is better. It's a little easier, and it has some really good levels. It's just, like, the bosses... there are some really bad levels, and there are some really good levels. The bosses are also some really bad ones and some really good ones. I enjoy Crystal Man, even though he looks kind of weird. And I also enjoy Gravity Man. But apart from that, there's also Wave Man, Gyro Man, Stone Man. Yeah, Stone Man, Napalm Man, Charge Man, and Star Man, which, yeah. Okay. Also,
yes!
This, yeah, there you go. Okay. Now, I'll just talk about what my Mega Man 5, because I think, apart from 4, this is probably the game I play the least of. I don't particularly enjoy this, but it's almost like this game is rocking slightly above average with it. The level, Gravity Man's level is super fun, and I actually really like Gravity Man's look, but, and all the weapons in this game I do enjoy in some capacity, even the Crystal Eye, which, yeah, that's a thing. The stages in it, I think it's Crystal Man. Crystal Man's stage is so cool, as in a look, like, okay, I think it's him. I'm checking right now because I want to make sure I'm not lying, because if I remember correctly, I want to remember it correctly, because I could be getting confused with Gemini Man, because they both have similar concepts, but, Crystal Man stage, yeah, it's so cool. It's made out of all these quartz pillars, and there's this one part where you go into the cave when you battle him, and it's a beautiful stage, and its music is decent. The other one is Gravity Man's, because it has gravity switching, mechanics in it, and I thought that was really interesting. And Star Man, even though I'm not the biggest fan of Star Man, he has a cool stage because, sorry, his is in a space station, and that's new, and they have, it also has reasonably good music. It's kind of simple, but it for a stage, it's okay. So this game rocks average very well. It wears it proudly. It's not bad. It's not even, you know, just okay. It's just fine. It's like, all right, yeah, this is a game. If I bought it, I wouldn't be displeased. It's just, I would only buy it if I was already done with all the other Mega Man games. Unless you're... And then it's like, well, I was saying, it's a really good intro to the series as well, because it is just average, so... And it's pretty easy, and it leaves you for the better ones to come, like 2 and 3, which are probably the hardest, apart from 1, which is ridiculous. So, this game is okay. I like Mega Man 5. I think people give it a bad rap, considering it has some uninspired bosses, but... I don't think people really appreciate this game, so, yep, that's all I have to say. Sorry.
I don't have a lot to say about Mega Man 5, other than the fact that Starman, yes! Starman is great. I love Starman. Starman is literally me in robot form, except I'm actually, like, 20 times cooler, of course, but, like, Starman is awesome. Starman is great. He's my number one favorite robot of all the... Robot Masters and all of Mega Man, He's my favorite. Love Starman. I love stars, so that's what it is. And his level has is like really like your jumping is so floaty because like you're in a space station. It's great.
It's the water. I believe so. It's just the water mechanics. Oh no, yeah. No, it's not. No, because the water mechanics you could just. I think you could just go all the way to the top of the screen. I think for this one, it's just floatier jumps. But either way,
you can go on the top of the screen, actually.
Oh, there. Okay. Yeah, because so Mega Man.
You can get on top, but it's just like the gravity is non-existent.
Yes, water, exactly.
I love water. I love the water stages in Mega Man. It's the in Shovel Knight, they do a really similar mechanic. That's why I enjoy those water stages, too. So I genuinely, this is one of the few games where pretty much all the water levels, they're not my favorite, but I do certainly enjoy them. And Starman's it's an okay stage. I just wish the music is like catchy, but it's really simple. And the actual, you know, if you take out the looping, it's a short track. So, rip.
Stone Man, I literally have no interest in at all. Charge Man, I have no interest in. Wave Man, I think his design's pretty cool. Nepal Man's pretty cool. Gyro Man's cool. Crystal Man's all right. Gravity Man, not interested. That's pretty much it.
How do you not like Gravity Man? Boo, did you play Mega Man 5?
Yes, I have. And
really?
Well, not recently, but I will recommend it for the children because I actually find that the weapons are really helpful and they defeat the bosses with each. Because I know for like the Starman, basically if you beat the water, if you get that water crap, whatever the thing is, from that level with the damn bubbles, which I hate, especially the little small bubbles you're supposed to jump onto. So let's get into that. Although the water racing thing is really nice. But, I know that the weapons, they're actually beneficial. They don't suck. They're not non-existent or the purpose you have is for nothing. So if you beat the game in a certain way, some bosses can really, really be easy. Because Starman, I know it's the water gun. Another one, I know it's that little slide kick crap thingy. I forgot who it was.
Charge Man's a stupid boss, but it's his weapon.
Yeah, it's like all the weapons are really beneficial. So therefore, and it's easy. I think between 2 and 5, it's like a debate between which one easier. So I think
No, that's not a debate to me. 5 is easier.
I know 2 is dubious because it has its moments where you die. And it's not even because of your fault. But let me put that out there. It's not because of you. It's not because of you. So, it's actually enjoyable. So it actually makes someone entertaining compared to 4. And that's all I have to say because I don't have any memorable moments except me dying. So I don't have anything else to say about it.
All right. Time for the last game already. I'm so upset. This is a between 2 and Mega Man 6. Mega Man 6 might just be my favorite because the bosses in here, a lot of the bosses of the games represent sort of almost like an idea, a concept. Mega Man 4 again different, but I really enjoy the bosses in Mega Man 6 because they're out there. They're not a Fireman or a Heat Man or a Metal Man. They're Yamato Man, Blizzard Man, Tomahawk Man, there's Flame Man, where Flame Man has the best music. Flame Man's music is, I've heard, if you go online and search up, like, remixes to it, you won't be, discouraged and sad, because his music is so good. Okay, yeah, Flame Man, Blizzard Man, Yamato Man, there's also Tomahawk Man, like I said, Centaur Man, Night Man, Plant Man, Wind Man, and then I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. So the reason why I was talking about how I really got into Mega Man was through, I believe this is the video, or Gaijin Goomba, I keep mentioning him, he made a video discussing how a lot of these robots, or is it a video series, a lot of these robots actually draw inspiration from different cultures and countries, and the I don't think this was confirmed, so it's kind of just, like, out there, but it seems very legitimate that all of these robots are just representations of bigger countries. Blizzard Man is Canada. Centaur Man, he's like Ireland, stuff like that. Nightman is England. Flame Man is like the Middle East, India, if you want to get specific, probably. Plant Man is Brazil because he has this flower that is like this. It's the biggest flower in the world, but it's also like the smelliest. So hooray! And then Tomahawk Man is America. I mean, you can tell like it's Native American theme. And Windman is China. Yeah, China. And then Yamato Man is clearly Japan. Okay, sorry. I didn't even get to discuss it. So Mega Man 6 is one of my favorites. Mega Man 5 is easy to me. Mega Man 2 is pretty easy, but definitely not as easy as 5 to me. Mega Man 6 is just after 2 in difficulty. I enjoy the levels are not as I mean, they're not like Centaur Man's is kind of lame. It's a water level, and it's not my favorite water level. But for instance, stages like what I can't remember the names. Blizzard or Tomahawk Man. It takes place in the Wild West, also American theme, and it's almost like simple, and I appreciate it because you would think complexity is the best thing for a platformer, especially a shorter platformer, but. I just enjoy Mega Man 6. The weapons are not good. I will say that as well. The plant barrier is okay, but I think it's just the same thing as the leaf shield, except I'm not sure if you can fire it. So it wait, yeah, I'm not sure if you can fire it. But they're okay. I did get to with Mega Man 6, I believe this is the one because they had that all those bosses. Yeah, like the 10, it was almost like 10 bosses after the 8 bosses, or 10, 10 or so levels, I don't remember. But yeah, I went through it, and I actually almost have beaten that game. I do not have it on my 3DS anymore because I switched over to the new 3DS a while ago, so I don't have any of the, I could re-download it, I believe I bought it on there. Otherwise, I played it through other means, through similar means, booted, I don't remember, but it's good. I know, I'm not sure if any of you have played Mega Man 6, but if you do, or if you have, Staryu, do you have anything to say on Mega Man 6?
I played Mega Man 6, but yeah, out of all of them, this one definitely has the most where I'm like literally just like not interested in most of the bosses. Like,
No.
it's not as bad as 4, because 4, oh my god, that's 6 definitely has better bosses than 4, but other than I'm not really interested in the bosses in this game.
Damn.
By the way, I forgot to mention this on 5. I like Charge Man because Charge Man's a choo-choo train. Isn't that right, Dark Boo?
No, Boo can't stand the choo-choo train.
Boo likes the choo-choo train. Chugga chugga choo-choo. Isn't that right, Boo?
Yes.
Yes.
I just got reminded that when that whole stage is based around a train.
Not just a train, a what?
A choo-choo.
Yes. Okay, continue.
Oh, so, no, you were speaking. Do you not have much to say
I
on?
don't have any. I don't have much to say
Oh,
on
I'm
this.
sorry. I want. Please give it a chance. No, not
No.
just you in particular, to the audience. Please give this game a chance. I enjoy it. Boo, have you played Mega Man 6?
Not recently, but I can say that the game is, how do I say it? Real life-esque, because your comparison, but other than that. I'm sorry. Other than that, it's like they did so good with 5 and 6 is like the stages are
Meh.
eh.
I'll say that. They're meh. Some of them are good. I think I kind of mentioned the ones I
So
beat,
it's kind
actually.
of like I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, this is the one where they introduce the combination of Mega Man and Jet? I don't remember. Rush? I don't remember his name. But the dog. And this is so I also appreciate it for that. Or I think it introduced it. That was 5. But I think you use it. Whatever. I like that too. So it's one of the factors why I like it. But I do understand why people don't like Mega Man 6 because it's a maybe its interest sort of it sort of wanes in interest because this is the last game of the NES era. So I could see why interest wanes to it. But I feel like similar to 5, people don't give it as much a chance as it should because of how many Mega Man games there are. And you probably most people have played 2 and 3, but not as many people have played 4, 5, and 6. obviously because of how people, you know, talk about it on the internet or whatever, but give it a chance. Give peace a chance. All right. Sorry, I was taking a sip of something. All right, so I have not. I'm going to answer. Just say it now. Answer the question before I've even asked it. But have you guys played any other games further into the series, like 7, 8, 9, or 10? I already mentioned I've pretty much only played 7 or 8, whichever one Cloud Man was in. But if you guys have, you know, you can talk about it. Or if you played any of the spin-off games, like Mega Man X, Mega Man Zero, Mega Man Legends, Mega Man Battle Network. Wait, there's another one?
No, I said no.
Oh, Mega Man ZX. There's another one. I've played Mega Man X. I don't like it. That's all I have to say about that. But I have not played any of the other games, or at least nothing further into the series that I feel like I should talk about. But if you wanted, wait, you guys answer the question. Have you guys played any of the Mega Man games that are not in the main series or further in the series?
Unless you don't, if you don't count Mega Man Powered Up, if you count that, then yes. But if you don't count it, then no.
Oh my gosh. Boo. I know you mentioned the N64 game. Do you have anything to say about the N64 game?
Boring. Very, very boring. The final boss is... if you don't have the right equipment or anything, the final boss is impossible. So let's put that out there. First and foremost, they don't let Data recharge Data or Data. They don't let him or her, that whoever the fucking monkey is. They don't let him recharge you. I'm sorry, it's so aggravating. Cause you need to have a canister. You need to make sure your canister is upgraded to full so it can maximize your health 2 times. It don't make any sense. I hate Roll because I thought her and Mega Man would have something, but they have nothing. Ooh. I don't like her in this game, but I like her in the animated series. So, no, it's not a good game. It's definitely not. You get lost more than anything. Complete so many side objectives. And go digging. You know what? That game is not going to piss me off because, let's just say, I beat the game once, and then they want you to beat it on hard. I'm like, huh, you about to get a hard fist upside your face if you think I'm going to play this game again.
LOL.
I'm sorry, I can't with that game. That game pisses me off. Okay. It really does.
I forgot what I was going to mention. I was going to mention something, but then I let you guys speak, and I don't remember what I was going to say. But I do also, I said the Centaur Man was, Ireland or whatever. I don't know why I said that. It's Greece, obviously. Centaurs are Greek. Gosh. And water, you know, it's Greece. A whole bunch of water, a whole bunch of islands. I'm really dumb. Okay. Finally, do you guys have anything else to say on the Mega Man games? Any final thoughts? Anything else you didn't get to mention?
Get Legacy Collection. Yes. If you never played Mega Man before, you should definitely get it because regardless of the shade that we be throwing or whatever the case may be, Mega Man 4 and things like that, you might enjoy it. If you're new to the series, you might enjoy it. There's no right or wrong answer, so you could possibly like those bosses and like those levels and things like that.
Just
so,
be prepared for a lot of effort put into it.
Yes, and I don't start with Mega Man 1 because that's too hard. Start with 2, start with 5, anything but 1. If you start with 1, I guarantee you're going to get frustrated and you're just be like, oh, I don't want to play anymore. Because it is difficult for beginners. If you've never played Mega Man before, it's going to be difficult for you. So, that's just my suggestion. And yeah, go get the game for the 3DS. It's out now.
Boo. Okay. Alright, then me.
Literally silence. That what it means.
Okay, as for me, I just want to say, I'm happy we finally covered Mega Man. I wish, as Z was here, because I don't know what he would say on it, but he likes Mega Man, so I'll just say in SZ voice, like, yeah, I like Mega Man. I'm SZ.
Oh, please.
I enjoy Mega please. Man.
If he's listening to this right now, he's probably saying, oh, please.
He literally, when I said I'm going to mimic SZ, he's going to go, oh, please.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
All right, Mega Man, done. Shoot it in the face. All right, news and community. I didn't cover the community because I'm hosting, and I didn't want to do community stuff, but, you know, Picture of the Day stuff is still going on, and Winter Worlds is wrapping up soon, kind of. What, it's the 20th when we're recording, so soonish. But Fire Emblem is here! Staryu got Conquest. If you want to talk about it, you can either talk about it, what you've been doing, or now, but I just want to say, I did get the special edition, but I bought it online, because that was the only way you could get it. You could ship it to the store. In fact, I think I saw... No, I didn't. Never mind it. That was a 3DS edition. But the special edition is coming in the mail. The one thing that I thought is so cool, So, I'm going to tell a quick story. Like, I'm going to try and make it as quick as possible because I'm not really good at doing that. So, yeah. Fire Emblem's here. Fire Emblem Fates. Go buy it. Whatever. Whatever. Okay. The Fire Emblem game is split into two versions. There's Conquest and Birthright. And if you bought the... You know, if you buy Conquest, you'll just get the game cartridge for Conquest. You can, like, there's, in the beginning of Chapter 6, I believe, you choose to fight with Hoshido, or fight with Noor, or choose your own side. Choose your own side, if you were to buy it right now and play it, you can't do that. It's 3 weeks from now they're going to have the DLC available. But if you choose Noor, the game will continue like normal. Again, choosing Conquest. If you chose Hoshido, it goes, hey, you haven't bought that. You don't have that game. But if you want to buy it for $20 and download it through the eShop, like, it'll, you can do that. And so it's almost like these games combine. At least that's what I got from it. I haven't played it. My little brother's playing it, though, so that's why I kind of know this. But I am getting the special edition, which basically means they're already on there, and it's a special cartridge. And the third version, Revelations, is included in there, so I get to play it before most other people, and I'm really excited for it, even though it's not going to be here till Monday, so I'll probably be talking about it next week. Is next week? I don't know what our topic is next week, unfortunately, but it might even be Fire Emblem, so I'll talk about it for sure then. But the game I want to start with first, excuse me, is Birthright, because it's the easier one. And it seems, again, according to my brother, he was like, yeah, the story is, like, literally, even though I got Conquest, the story is telling me to get Birthright. Like, it's, like, emphasizing that. And I think that might be a cultural thing, because, I don't know, with Japan, because, again, hey, it's back to that person I was talking about, how I don't remember his name, but I was watching his videos recently. He was explaining cultural differences and between Fire Emblem's Japanese and English translations. And I think it's interesting how games like this especially don't translate as well with audiences unless the translation teams and localization teams, you know, Americanize it. So I think that's interesting. I don't know if you know, blood relations is super big in Japan, even though in the game you weren't even raised by these blood family, you were raised by your adoptive family. So I think an American would probably just stick with their adoptive family. But maybe in Japan, if one were to go in this hypothetical situation, they choose the blood relation, whatever. Okay, Fire Emblem, done. Magiana, which was a Pokemon we talked about last week. All I think that can be said is it's now called Magearna. So that's that. I don't like it. I still don't like its look.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, and I mentioned Mew, I think. I mentioned Mew. Because I went to go get the Mew event for... If I did not, yeah. There's doing a special edition Pokemon thing where each month they're distributing special Pokemon. And the first one was Mew. It ends on the 24th, so I would hurry. Go to your GameStop, because every four months they're having the legendary or mythical Pokemon, in this case, only available at GameStop. So I would hurry, because those Mews are running out, and basically it's a download code that you get from the GameStop. Like, they give you individual cards. And I'm actually kind of excited, but I got, like, my least favorite legendary Pokemon in my month. Like, my birthday month, and it's November, and I do not like Genesect. I despise it. It looks so weird, and its typing's ugly, and it just is so, like, I don't, it's gross. But, Mew is, it's kind of big, because I was, listening to a podcast by the Dex, and they were talking about how, it's really big because Pokemon like Jirachi don't come to the United States. Like that was it's one of the hardest Pokemon to get, and Manaphy is the other one. Like those two have been extremely hard to get, and since they're doing this with the Pokemon 20th anniversary, it's like a big deal. So I'm happy that they're doing this. Just if you want a Mew, get your card from your local GameStop ASAP because it ends on the 24th. Okay, last thing is the My Nintendo account thing. I don't remember what it's actually called, but the Nintendo account thing. You can register for it, like it's almost like pre-ordering an account, but there's no details to it. However, if you do delete your account, there is a little bit more information. It describes something as a mission status, but we don't know what that is. That sounds like almost achievements to me, but I have no idea what it is. Okay. I was talking for a while. My tongue hurts. What have you been doing? Someone else go.
Drown in the ocean.
I will.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, thanks for that. Okay, so what have I been doing? What have I been doing? What have I been doing? Okay, let's talk about this. I was sick this whole damn week. So I did
Fun.
not have exactly good week. So last week, if you couldn't tell, wait, did we do anything last week? What did we do last week?
We were doing
We did
Splatoon
we
Revisited.
yeah, we did Splatoon Revisited. And we also filmed some Smash Brothers, which should be up soon. I think it might be up like next week or something like that. I don't know,
Yay.
but it'll be up soon. So pretty much, yeah, I was doing that and I was kind of sick. And then the next day, Sunday, I got full on sick, like sore throat and everything. Like I had a really bad sore throat like the past week, so I had to go to the doctor and whatnot, and had to get tested for like strep throat. And I didn't have it. What happened? As it turns out, I didn't have it. Just had a really bad sore throat. Oh my gosh, I was so sick. I couldn't really play games and things like that. I couldn't speak. It was so horrible. Oh my gosh. But thank God I'm better now. That's what counts. Yay. Other than that, I bought Fire Emblem Conquest. I don't have much to say on it because I didn't play it yet. I'm gonna be playing it hopefully later today. A Splatfest is currently going on, Pokemon Red versus Pokemon Blue.
Oh my gosh, I have to play. I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me, 'cause I want to get blue to win. Go blue.
Yes, yeah, I'm gonna be playing later too, so I'm gonna be clocking tea and whatnot. Yeah, I'm totally on Pokemon Blue side. No shade to Pokemon Red lovers, but I am Pokemon Blue all the way.
Charizard's the best one.
What?
Oh, sorry. Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm dying. Bye, everyone. This is the end of the park. I'm not. No. Blastoise. Blastoise. Let's talk about Blastoise. I hate Charizard. Is this a new Donkey Kong? Please don't let it be the new Donkey Kong.
Oh my God!
Oh no.
You just created something that you cannot uncreate.
I don't even like Charizard. I like Blastoise.
No, I don't think it will become new Donkey Kong because I don't. There's no songs about Charizard. There was a
Yes.
song about Donkey Kong. That's why that became a thing. But there's no songs about
Hoo-ha.
Charizard. So you are saved for this time.
Okay.
Don't let it happen again. But yeah, I'm totally gonna be playing Splatoon. I'm gonna be using my ink brush. I'm gonna be clock. I'm gonna be brushing out that red ink
Hey.
out. Hey, yes. So yeah, I'll be playing that later. And I can and then when we see who wins, we'll talk about that next week or the week after next week, whatever, something like that. And yeah, I just can't wait to see what happens. Other than that, that's pretty much it. I got McDonald's yesterday. Yes, slay the scene. And I didn't have any problems this time. Cause I remember when we did the Mario and Luigi Paper Jam podcast, everyone knew I had a whole spiel about that, about McDonald's and crappy workers and things like that. But it was a lot better this time. People didn't have attitudes and things like that, so that was good.
Was it the
And
same McDonald's?
same McDonald's.
Okay.
So yes, better attitudes, that's good. So other than that's pretty much it. I'm just been working on Mario Party Interactive, hopefully gonna have a game set up soon. Soon-ish. I have to still work on a couple more boards and work on a couple mini games, and then it'll be ready, and then I'll post it, and then yeah, it'll be so much fun. And that is it. That's all there is. That's all I've been doing.
Okay. Boo, do you want to go? Alright,
Okay.
so okay.
Hey,
I thought you were
are you forgetting to have the I have to slide this bar?
I thought you were doing another silent thing when you don't have anything to say, so you just were silent.
No. I have to move the bar in order to unmute my mic.
I'm sorry.
I've been working. I played
Work.
some of the Splatfest. Trust me, I'm winning for the team. Blue is gonna win.
Charizard is too lame for us.
I'm sorry. Blue's going to win because we were stomping the pavement and making it bleed because we won every single match. I'm already like at the fourth ranking. So I'm going to play a little bit more. Kick some behind because we were killing. I mean, we were killing. We had 86% cover.
Jeez.
Where do they do that at? 86%. Because we had the entire, we were all up in their grill and kill, and they stupid. They didn't stand at the starting position. So when they get out, we just killed them because I had the long range weapon. So I was like, kill, 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 kill. Yes, I love it. So basically, we're demolishing them, and I'm gonna play some more. And that's all I've been doing because I got called IRS. So that's all I've been doing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but they closed. I gotta call the IRS because I gotta see. I gotta make payment plans because I have to actually pay my own federal and state taxes.
Well, everyone loves taxes. You know, that sounds great.
Uncle Tom looking ass. I hate Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom, you know what you can do? You can, I can bend over and you can suck my back.
Okay. Before we end, can I say one thing?
No, I haven't gotten to say myself.
Okay, but can I say one more thing first?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's say this. I wasn't gonna mention this, but I gotta mention it because SC uploaded it. Okay.
Disgusting. Oh my gosh, is it the?
It's when so me. Super Zambazi and Dark Boo. Yes, Dark yes. Boo, yes. Okay. If SC was here, I would have been like, SC, yes. But, okay, Dark Boo's here. So, okay. So, pretty much, me and Dark Boo and Super Zambazi played Splatoon last night. And before the Splatfest, because Boo just got home. Boo was angry because he had to stay at work. I think, did you just mention that just now, Boo? You had to stay at work for a while?
12 to 12.
Yeah, I don't know how Boo does it. And then Boo, then something was going on with Skype and Boo couldn't really speak. I don't know what was going on with that. But let me say this quickly because I know it still wants to go. Okay.
It's fine.
So we were playing Splatoon and we did a tri-squad. We were doing Rainmaker and what was the stage, Boo? Do you know what it's called?
Mahu Mahu Resort.
Ooh, that one's good.
Yes, Mahi Mahi Resort, or whatever Boo said. So, we were playing this stage, and we had a tri-squad, and the other people had four people, and oh my god, it was so close. One of them, like, literally went up to our thing, and we're about to just shove the Rainmaker in, but I killed them last second, so that didn't happen. Oh my god, I was clocking T. And then, after that, We were just like neck and neck. But then me, Boo, and Essie, like, they were like, even though they were right there, we grabbed that Rainmaker. I grabbed it, and then we were just trailing on. We were just blasting people down, and then we got to their base, and we did it. We won. Just three of us against four people.
That's what I kind of enjoy about. Are you. Sorry. Okay. I'm playing a game, and I just died. Okay. That's what I actually kind of like about Rainmaker. Yeah, Rainmaker. Because, especially with squads, when you can sometimes have just three people, it's hard, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee you a loss like pretty much Turf War does. Like, you're not gonna... I don't really see anybody winning with Turf War.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. But, not with three people.
Rainmaker, I think that happens. It can happen.
We were just so happy because it was so, like, we were literally, SC has the video up, so you can go on his channel, SuperZambazi, youtube.com/user/SuperZambazi, and look at it. Because we were, like, so close to losing, and then we did it. We came back, and we did it. We worked together, and we just slayed the scene. It's so great. You gotta go check it out. It's great.
As for me, this week, I've been managing Lost Levels Tumblr. A lot. I like to I'm doing stuff on it now. You can see all the stuff I post. I like reblogging stuff, but anytime I'm posting, it's gonna say #soulpost in the thing, so you know it's me and not Staryu or someone, because I'm weird, and I like to make the tags, like, awful, and just, like, they make no sense, and I think it makes me laugh, so therefore it's totally 100% funny, am I right? If I actually, it's kind of weird because I have a personal one, of course, but I don't genuinely use I don't use it for just the Nintendo stuff, and it's actually kind of fun to do. So, I'll be probably using it more often. I just don't use my computer a lot, so it's and I don't like switching accounts, but it's, I will, I promise everyone, I will be on it. You will see me there. Also, I got a Lucas amiibo when I was going out to get Mew. I didn't mention it. I got Lucas. I usually don't. I've been trying to save money this year, or this, yeah, pretty much this year, 2016, and I caved because I was out with friends. Oh no. Oh, this is such a good story now. Okay. So me and I guess my best friend, even though I hate using that term because it's stupid. Like why put someone over the rest? But me and her became friends. Like a year ago, and I didn't realize it until she mentioned it the day before. We got a day off because our school system's stupid, and they thought it was gonna snow when it there wasn't even it fr we got some freezing rain, which we actually got caught in because we were walking around this shopping plaza with like Walmart and what else in there? Walmart. There's a place called Sally's Beauty Supply, which is actually like kind of like a chain down here. But it was cool. And we got food, and we got Valentine's candy because last year we hung out through a mutual friend who flaked on us, so we basically had to get along. And we were meant to get Valentine's candy, but all the Valentine's candy was sold out. So this year we got some, and we actually went out to eat because that time I also did not have enough money, and we just got this really gross Dunkin' Donuts thing, and it was like cookie dough, but it was like imagine liquid cookie dough that isn't flavored though. It was not appetizing. But now me and her are like super close friends, so it was really fun to just and then we had like all these flashbacks because we slowly became even closer friends as the time went on so through that was going nowhere. My final thing is Fire Emblem is gr oh no, my final thing is I just got I decided to replay Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and I did a mystery run, which is basically I had a stranger give me a whole bunch of Pokemon eggs, and my team consists of I'm not gonna go through it all unless I can remember them off the top of my head, but I have a Mienfoo, a Stunky, a Squelp, and a Kulava now, and some other Pokemon that I don't. Oh, an Inkay, yeah. And so it's cool. I've never done a mystery run before, and I didn't know about those like what the Pokemon were. I just said, "Hey, load me up with some eggs," and he gave me some eggs. So thank you to that person on Reddit who did it for me. And that's all we have time for. And I just defeated something finally. Oh my gosh, it was so hard to do. Okay, so that's the end of the podcast. Subscribe.
Ending
I was gonna
information.
say that.
Okay, girl.
You can subscribe and rate to us, rate us on the Lost Levels, in iTunes page. Please leave us a review because we love you, and I'll give you a virtual hug. You can also, check out the website that we have, thelostlevels.mariopartylegacy.com, or the host site, mariopartylegacy.com, with all the community stuff that SZ does, even though he's not here. Sorry, SZ. And then we also have the Tumblr, which is thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. You can find us on Twitter, which is The Lost Levels MPL. The Facebook is The Lost Levels. And then our YouTube page is also, or is The Lost Levels MPL. So they're all different variations, but they're relatively the same. And as for me, Hardly Mo, Tumblr, Compete, Instagram. Or not Instagram, jeez. Nintendo Network. No, that's all. Cut the music short. I'm not in the
I
mood.
can't.
I had a different language this time too.
Is it
Oh,
French?
it was French, yes. Dark was
Okay.
gonna sing it one day on the podcast.
No, he's not.
He is one day.
Hey,
Okay.
Boo, you're not.
Okay, so for my ending information, you can follow me on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of it is Spider Star You. Be sure to follow me. Thank you.
No, don't do that. This works.
Yes, do it. What do
He
you mean
smells.
don't do it? You smell.
We're not gonna argue.
Dark
Yeah, that's true.
007, YouTube. No, YouTube is Dark Boo. Dark Boo 007 is Twitter and Nintendo Network. Dark Boo is YouTube.
All right, everybody, stay donkey. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, bye.